Reading Matters, Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121, 2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL@sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read.
From the Director by Danielle Miller. A new year brings new opportunities for WTBBL staff to connect with our patrons. We are always looking for more ways to reach people throughout the state with library programs. Last year, we launched a patron book club, and we were pleased with the participation. In fact, we received a request to meet more than quarterly. Starting in March, the WTBBL Book Club will meet every other month. Read more about it and see the list of upcoming books in this issue of Reading Matters. Over the past few years, we have been working with a design firm to create and install a donor wall to recognize our past and future donors. The wall is in the public area of the library and is a beautiful installation of colored birds flying around the words "That all may read." It features three tiers of colored acrylic blocks recognizing donors at the $50,000 level and above. The acrylic blocks have the donor names etched in print and embossed in Braille. Our donors at every level make such an incredible contribution to WTBBL's ability to serve our patrons. Thank you for all your continued support of WTBBL, and happy reading.
Introducing Secretary of State Steve Hobbs. Secretary of State Steve Hobbs was appointed by Governor Jay Inslee in fall 2021 and began his tenure November 22. He is Washington's 16th Secretary of State, replacing Kim Wyman, who resigned midterm to join the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. As head of one of the most diverse offices in state government, Secretary Hobbs is the state's chief elections officer, chief corporations officer, and supervisor of the state archives. In addition, he oversees the Washington State Library, which includes the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. Prior to his appointment as Secretary of State, Hobbs was the state senator for Washington's 44th Legislative District. During his tenure, he served as chair of the Transportation Committee and was a member of the Financial Institutions, Economic Development and Trade, and Environment, Energy, and Technology Committees. Hobbs adopted an expansive policy agenda that included local job creation through helping small businesses and improving transportation infrastructure. He promoted legislation to enhance government accountability and create new and innovative approaches to strengthening education. He particularly focused on expanding high school and college programs that prepare students for the growing demand in the high-tech industry. Secretary Hobbs is a lieutenant colonel in the Washington Army National Guard and proudly served in Kosovo and Iraq. As state senator, he advocated for Washington State's service members and their families by drafting policies that recognize the complex needs of men and women in the military. He worked with service members to develop legislation ranging from help in education, finding good family wage jobs, and protecting veterans' rights. Raised in a working-class family, Secretary Hobbs learned the value of hard work and education. He received his master's degree in public administration and bachelor's degree in political science at the University of Washington.
2021 in Review by Sarah Jones. I began 2021 full of hope that COVID-19 was mostly behind us and that we could slowly return to a pre-pandemic normal. Not only did that not happen, but as we turn into 2022, we face yet another substantial challenge and all the questions about how we go about our lives. I believe that some of the most hopeful parts are the changes and adaptations WTBBL has made while fulfilling its core service mission, That All May Read. The program is led by such capable, resilient, and committed employees who focus on WTBBL's core mission. They never say, we can't, because they always say, we will figure it out. And they do. I want to offer my deepest gratitude to Danielle and her staff for the tremendous amount of work they accomplished despite the many challenges along the way. The programming celebrating WTBBL's 90th anniversary was engaging and informative. We are committed to hosting an in-person celebration for this incredible milestone when it is safe to do so. WTBBL is a lifeline for patrons in a world where isolation and access challenges occur, even without a pandemic. Keeping services available to patrons with human contact is absolutely essential. I believe we all can agree that supporting health, well-being, and reading is not only a noble cause, but an essential one. This year also brought significant changes to the Office of the Secretary of State, OSOS. Secretary Kim Wyman left in November to take a role in the Biden administration to further support election integrity and security. New Secretary Steve Hobbs was sworn in November 22nd. Executive leadership also changed. Trova O'Heffernan, formerly the Office of Secretary of State's Director of Operations, became the Assistant Secretary of State, and Randy Bowlerjack was named Deputy Secretary of State. Division directors changed in all but three: Washington State Library, Community Programs, and Corporations and Charities. Along with the challenges, 2022 has new opportunities, and I look forward to our stellar programs and a deep commitment to WTBBL's mission that all may read. Youth Services News by Aaron Groth. We are feeling 2022. How about you? WTBBL's Youth Services Department is already having a busy year. In late January, we hosted the annual Regional Braille Challenge. We are also expanding the middle grade and young adult large print collections and planning a new young adult-adult book club crossover. Due to the pandemic, WTBBL hosted the Braille Challenge virtually again this year. Nearly 20 students in grades 1 through 12 signed up to participate in this exciting competition. They showed off their Braille literacy skills in proofreading, reading tactile charts and graphs, and taking speed and accuracy tests. Students from all over Washington and Oregon were mailed physical testing materials and completed the contests at home while participating in the virtual event. Not only did our students do amazing work, but their efforts were rewarded by several awesome prize donations. The Washington Council of the Blind Families Committee graciously donated a brand new Orbit Reader 20 refreshable Braille display, book reader, and note taker as a raffle prize. A Chameleon 20 Braille e-reader, courtesy of the American Printing House for the Blind's Northwest Outreach Specialist, was the grand prize. Congrats to all our students who participated this year, and thanks to all the volunteers and committees who helped us pull off another exciting event. Looking forward, 2022 will bring a new round of the WTBBL Patron Book Club organized by Outreach Librarian Riley Curran. This year, meetings will be held every other month. At the September 28th meeting, we'll talk about the young adult book Everything Sad Is Untrue, A True Story, by Daniel Neary, BR23597, DB101953, LP26264. We look forward to seeing high school students and adult patrons come together to discuss this awesome story, which is available in audio, braille, and large print. Hope to see you there for a thoughtful and intergenerational discussion. Want to stay in the know and keep up to date on all things youth services? Remember to sign up for DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter, a bi-monthly email bulletin. A sign-up link can be found on the Youth Services page of WTBBL's website. Announcement. The January-February 2022 Talking Book Topics, TBT, in large print will not be available due to ongoing supply chain issues. Patrons can access Talking Book Topics online at www.loc.gov/NLS/TBT or call WTBBL at 800-542-0866 for help with other formats.
Braille e-reader project by Herrick Heitman. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, is distributing refreshable Braille e-readers to patrons. As part of this project, WTBBL is field testing a 20-cell Braille e-reader manufactured by Zumax. Designed in consultation with NLS, the Zumax e-reader is a little smaller and much lighter than the Talking Book Player. It features a Perkins-style keyboard and several navigation and function buttons. It has an SD card slot, USB-C port for power or connecting to a computer, and a USB-A port for connecting to an NLS book cartridge or a flash drive. The e-reader has an internal memory of 8 gigabytes. When charged, it has about 10 hours of battery life, which can be stretched up to 27 hours with power-saving features. It has Bluetooth and Wi-Fi capabilities, but doesn't have a web browser. Currently, the only online service offered is the NLS Bard site. The Zumax comes with a Getting Started guide and the full user guide in hard copy Braille. The complete user manual can be accessed on the e-reader. To help patrons get started using the e-reader, we also send a compilation cartridge with several Braille books. WTBBL will get cases for the e-readers and send them out when they arrive. We have circulated over 100 of these e-readers so far. Part of the purpose of a field test is to identify the e-reader's strengths and weaknesses. There have been some battery issues, and entering Wi-Fi or Bard passwords can be tricky. We were able to solve some problems at WTBBL. For other issues, we referred people directly to NLS. Fortunately, NLS has been providing prompt, excellent technical support for patrons who have reported issues. NLS also created an email list for patrons where they can share tips and information about the e-reader. We are continuing to distribute Zumax e-readers. Email herrick.heitman@sos.wa.gov at WTBBL if you are interested in taking part in this project. I will be happy to give you more information about the e-reader and have one sent to you. New audiobooks from WTBBL by John Pye. Winter is a great time to visit the many other worlds of audiobooks. We recently edited and uploaded several titles that can bring a little more warmth to the colder days of the season. DBC 19115, The Cold Millions by Jess Walter. An intimate story of brotherhood, love, sacrifice, and betrayal set against the panoramic backdrop of an early 20th century America that eerily echoes our own time. The Cold Millions offers a kaleidoscopic portrait of a nation grappling with the chasm between rich and poor, between harsh realities and simple dreams. Spokane author Jess Walter's most recent novel and a 2020 national bestseller, narrated by Michael Memmo. DBC 15900, Growing Up Boeing, The Early Jet Age Through the Eyes of a Test Pilot's Daughter, by Rebecca Wallach. Growing Up Boeing gives an insider's perspective of the Boeing test pilots and engineers who regularly risked their lives testing and certifying the early commercial jets, 707s through 767s, at the dawn of the jet age. Using personal interviews of the pilots and engineers, test pilot L. Lou Wallach's daughter Rebecca weaves the accounts of many key individuals of this golden age of aviation. The book is a tapestry of aviation history and the human side of Boeing's flight test history. 2014, narrated by Diane Novak. DBC 15898, Blind Man's Bluff, by Jerry Tackens. Jerry Tackens started losing her vision when she was young. She didn't handle it well. Denial and drugs didn't make things any better, but she worked through it to acceptance and recovery. 2007. The book includes an author interview conducted by narrator M. E. Kinsey. DBC 15776, Lake City, by Thomas B. Konstam. Lane Buki grew up in a trailer in the Seattle neighborhood of Lake City. He got out of there by attending college, marrying a rich woman, and moving to New York City. Now his marriage is on the rocks, his academic career is on hold, and he's back in Lake City. He hatches a plot to return to New York. 2019, narrated by Rick Seip. DBC 06960, Orchard House by Tara Austin Weaver. Tara Austin Weaver was looking for a house when she moved to Seattle. Where people would have seen a rundown house on an overgrown half acre, Tara and her mother saw the possibility of a great garden, and with it, some great healing. 2015, narrated by Natalie Peterson.
2022 Patron Book Club by Riley Curran. We are excited to announce that our WTBBL Patron Book Club will be held bi-monthly. Starting in March, the book club will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the fourth Wednesday of every other month. This virtual book club reads 5 popular titles in a variety of genres. You'll have an opportunity to discover great new reads and get to know other readers across the state. No registration is required. Choose the books you are interested in reading and join us. We use a platform called Zoom that enables people with a computer to join meetings simply by clicking on a link that we provide. Don't worry if you don't have a computer. You can also use your phone to join by calling in. We have all 5 titles for each book club meeting available on a preloaded cartridge. If you would like us to send you a cartridge, please call me at 206-615-1783 or email wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. Zoom link, https://tiny.one/bookclub22. Phone number 206-337-9723. Meeting ID 840-2605-1131. Passcode 134812. March 23rd. Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed. BR 23303, DB 97929. A story about race and privilege is centered around a young black babysitter, her well-intentioned employer, and a surprising connection that threatens to undo them both. Facilitator, Riley Curran, Outreach Librarian. May 25th, Circe by Madeline Miller. BR 22648, DB 90711. This story follows the banished witch daughter of Titans as she hones her powers and interacts with famous mythological beings before a conflict with one of the most vengeful Olympians forces her to choose between the worlds of the gods and mortals. Facilitator, Shannon Curry, Reader's Advisor. July 27th, Naked by David Sedaris. BR 23050, DB 44134. The author recounts hitchhiking across the country with an odd cast of quadriplegics and deadbeats, working as a migrant worker in North Carolina, and other adventures. Facilitator, David Junius, Volunteer Services Manager. September 28th, Everything Sad is Untrue, A True Story by Daniel Neary. BR 23597, DB 101953, LP 26264. At the front of a skeptical classroom in Oklahoma, young Khosru tries to tell his story. Khosru's stories span centuries, from the moment his family fled Iran in the middle of the night to tales set in the jasmine-scented city of Isfahan. Facilitator, Aaron Groth, Youth Services Librarian. November 23rd, Winter Counts by David Heska Wambly-Wyden. BR 23423, DB 100989. A vigilante enforcer on South Dakota's Rosebud Indian Reservation enlists the help of an ex to investigate the activities of an expanding drug cartel, while a new tribal council initiative raises controversial questions. Facilitator, Deborah Priest, circulation and audiobook production technician. Duplication on Demand Update by Sally Jo Hagen. We can't believe it's been over a year since we launched our Duplication on Demand DoD service. In December 2020, we started creating customized cartridges with multiple books chosen from your preferences and requests. This enables us to provide you access to every book in our collection with no waiting lists. Duplication on Demand has streamlined how we process, send, and receive cartridges. Previously, we would print over 2,000 mailing cards and retrieve each individual cartridge from our warehouse shelves on a daily basis. Today, we plug 40 cartridges at a time into what we call the toaster rack. This device automatically downloads a customized selection of books on each cartridge based on your requests and preferences. When a returned cartridge is checked in, we open the case, scan the barcode on the back of the cartridge, which erases any books on that cartridge, and set it aside to be used for future downloads. Returning your custom book cartridge is simple. Instead of turning over the mailing card, just recycle it, as the library's address is printed on the container. If you have any special requests or issues with your cartridges, call and speak to a reader's advisor at 206-615-0400 or toll-free at 800-542-0866. We'd like to hear from you.
Thank you to our October 1 to December 31, 2021 donors. Did you know that many Washington State companies match donations made by their employees to a wide range of local nonprofits, including WTBBL? Gifts from employees, spouses, and retirees may also qualify for a matched donation, which could turn a $50 gift into a $100 gift, a $500 gift into $1,000, and more. Ask your employer if they match employee gifts. For more information, contact Laura Mott at 360-902-4171 or laura.mott@sos.wa.gov. Ellen Arsund, Sydney Abrams, Rosemary Adamski, Joanne and James Adamson, Alexander Afanasenko, Linda Akers, Mayumi Alto, Lori Ames, Carol and Jerry Anderson, Donald Anderson, Anonymous, 11 donors, Carol and Stephen Arnold, Arthur Arts, Karen and Harold Badton, John Bailey, Eleanor and Robert Bailey, Deborah and Peter Baker, Linda Baker, Sally Jo, Kay and Ken Bakken, Judith Barton, Betty Bauer, Kelly and Glenn Bowman, Ann Vaughn, Nancy Beardsley, Jean Beatty, Daryl Bichard, Laura Bickwart, Francette and Jim Beeler, Wilma and Joseph Berendt, Michelle Bell, Yvonne Belshaw, Joan Benedetti, Rita Bergen, Barbara and Robert Bergquist, Lita Bergstrom, Christine and Dale Biddle, Sharon and Larry Bishop, Nelson Black, Jesse Blair, Joseph Blaley, Mark Blitzer, Robert Blomgren, Dorothy Bosian, John Bollinger, Betty Balm, Carol Borg, Joan Perry and Philip Bransford, Gertrude Bratz, Darlene Breckenridge, Barbara Breslin, Bristol Myers Squibb, Shirley Broadbent, Phyllis Brooks, Zandra Brown, Joyce Brown, James Bryant, David Buchholz, Elizabeth Buckner, Ben Buddy, Craig Bueller, Jean Burt, Ursula Bateau, Timothy Byers, Janet and Timothy Call, Glenna and Clark Cameron, Joan and Edward Carlson, Kathy Carroll, Mary and Maxwell Carter, Wanda Cashin, Diane Kavanaugh, Martha and Russell Chambers, S.E. Chambers, Diane and Mike Cheney, Lynn and Robert Chase, Carolyn Chase, Georgia and Joseph Chiarella, Sandra and Norm Childress, Harold Christensen, Phyllis Christie, Phyllis and Anthony Chioka, June Clark, Jill Clark, Susan Coffey, Michael Cahoon, Philip Collette, Molly Cohn, Janice Cooper, Carl Corbin, Joanne and Clarence Cote, Wiley Cox, Maxine Cox, William Coiner, Prisha and David Crabtree, Marence Craw, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Loretta Kernut, Frank Cuda, Robert Daniel, Janice Darcy, Steve Dassel, Darlene and Herbert Dahl, Janet Dawes, Daryl Denny, Marilyn DeWitt, Dickinson Family Foundation, Mary Louise DiJulio, Mary Dill, Sally Ann and Glenn Dillon, Carolyn and Fred Dixon, Patricia Barnes and Janice Dobson, Rebecca Dodson, Gunther Dose, Donovan Dolan, John Doyle, Sandra Driscoll, Sherry Dubbin, Margaret Dunbar, Harriet and Dennis Dunlap, P.J. Richardson Dunlap, Mark Durfee, Stella Eckley, Nancy and David Edwards, David Egan, Michael Elliott, David Elliott, Emerald Kerr, W. Keith Endersby, June Erickson, Barbara and Roger Erickson, Isabel and Gary Ernest, Gerald Irvine, Helen and Robert Ewald, Marjorie Farley, Martina Ferguson Hazen, Mary Field, Stephen Field, Richard Fillion, Alberta Finley, Barbara Fisk, Veronica Flake, Allison and Brian Foley, Sharon Franzen, Emil Fredrickson, Ellen Freeman, Rayford French, Ann Fuller, Paula Fuller, Susan Furman, Gail Galloway, Vijay Garamella, Catherine and Robert Garrick, Sharon Garrison, Molly Garvin, Adair Gates, Julia and Kevin Gerhard, Warren Goering, Michelle Gurman, Gladys Giroux, Janet Gibbons, Sharon and Marvin Geese, Ella Gilchrist, Shirley Gillespie Coughhold, Beverly Gish, Susan and Bjorn Jolmesley, John Glass, Laverne Gonzalez, Linda Gonzalez-Reed, Rubina Grant, Diane and Clement Gray, Mabel Graby, Geneva Grieger, Michelle Greenkey, Deborah Greenspan, Charlene and Luby Gergich, Christine Greyer, Marjorie and William Griffin, Winna and Ernest Griffith, Henry Grillet, Marie Grinstead, Penny Grist, Debbie and Leo Hager, Kathy and Ross Hamilton, Russell Hamilton, Mildred Hamm, Virginia Hansen, Karen Hara, Juna and Roland Harper, Michael Harvey, Mary Hashisaki, Jack Hatlin, Richard Haviland, Margaret Hazeltine, Margaret and John Healy, Ronald Heath, Larry Hector, Tom Height, Hilda Hankley, Tara Hendrickson, Jean Hennessy, Paula Herbert, Marion Hirth, Diane and Daryl Hester, William Higgins, Betty Hill, Clarence Hoagland, Pamela Mock and Paul Herline, Judy and Ronald Hoffman, Ruth and Gerald Holdren, Katie and Frank Holland, Jean and John Horsfall, Geraldine Horwich, Sharon and Donald Hoke, Susan Hauk, Carlotta Howe, Dennis Hughes, Barbara and Bruce Hunter, Beverly and Gary Hyde, Diana and Melvin Inch, Lucille Intelkoffer, Margaret and Derek Iverson, Helen Iwai, Jerome Jackson, Leola Jacobson, Barbara Jans, Phyllis Jessen, John Jestrab, Jeremy Jobling, Sue Johnson, Helen and Bud Johnson, Robert Johnson, Lynetta Johnson, Velma Johnson, Marcy Johnson, Francis and Sean Johnston, Marie Jones, James Joyner, Lorraine Jungle, David Junius, Hannah Karras, Doris Katagiri, Shirley Katrobos, Douglas Keel, Bernice Keller, Shirley and William Keller, Betty and George Kelly, Fern Kelly, Charlotte Kern, Juana Lee Killian, Donna and Jim Kime, Mary Kitson, Kara and Ryan Claviano, Nancy Klinger, Marilyn Knapp, Richard Coors, Siobhan Kotal, Warren Crocht, Grace and Edward Kroll, Leonard Andrews and Helen Kufel, Marilyn and Joel Culper, Barbara and Donald Kussler, Suzanne Label, Dorothy Laird, Donna Lane, Nicole Langton, Cynthia Lantry, Elizabeth Larimore, Mary Larson, Amy Lawson, Marilyn Lazzari, Kathy Ledger, Susan and Richard Lee, Jennifer and Leonard Legere, Pamela Lettinen, Marie Limonis, Frederick Liddell, Nancy Lyles, Sandy and Paul Lillengreen, Karen and Edward Locker, Violet Loftus, Edna Logan, Lois and Charles Long, Edmund Lozier, John Lynch, Virginia Lynch, Valerie Lynch Holm, Cindy Moss, Alice and William MacDonald, Patricia MacArthur, Patricia and Raymond Maddox, Lorena Madinger, Ida May and Bruce Madsen, Gladys and J. William Malley, Mabel Mann, Duncan Manning, Linda Manning, Maxine Manning, Jan and John Mantle, Philip Markham, Dorothy Marks, Mabel Martin, Sarah and Robert Martin, Nancy Massengale, Harriet Masters, Christine and Glenn Masters, Mary Matson, Deanna Matson Walker, Vivian Matz, Larry Mayo, Ellen and Stephen Mazoff, Leslie and Jean McIntosh, Julia McCallum, Verna and Dean McCoy, Julie McCullough and Christopher Hale, Maria Ursula and Glenn McCulley, Dixie McDaniel, Patricia McDougall, Mary McGinty, Margaret McGrath, Richard McHenry, Joanne McInnes, Marie McIntosh, Patricia and James McIntosh, Mary McKee, Lori McMillan, Mary McMonagall, Janet and Don Mahaffey, Alma Merrill, Louise Middleton, Patricia and Stephen Miles, William Miles, Danielle Miller, Maxine and Don Miller, Margaret Miller, Jan Mills, Kathleen Monette, Harleen Moore, Winnie and George Moore, Cricket Morgan, Adelheid and Lloyd Morgan, Claire Morris, Shirley Morrison, Edna Mullins, Catherine Muse, Barbara Neal, Betty Nelson, Eloise Nelson, Lyman Neubauer, Shirley and Kenneth Newman, Carol Nichols, A.J. and Ray Nichols, Amanda Nichols, Pat Perry Nix, Barbara and Thomas Neubile, Cynthia Nutting, Norma Nutting, Nancy and Irving Nysether, Gerard O'Leary, Catherine and Larry O'Neill, Judy and John Ogliore, Rosemary Ogzawala, Beverly Okada, Sharon and Glenn Oliver, Cheryl Oliver, Charlotte Oliver, Joanne Olney, Phyllis and John Olson, Martha Oman, Jacqueline Ovenel, June and Robert Pancoast, Teresa and Jal Parak, Teresa Patterson, Diane and Wesley Patterson, Virginia Paul, Sally and Raymond Paxton, Anne and Donald Peach, Lorraine Pearson, Nadine and Willis Pell, Betty and Charles Payne, Leslie Perry, Doris Purser, A.C. Peterson, Juanita Peterson, Evelyn Peterson, Mary Peterson, Georgine Pedersen, Willa and David Farr, Robert Phillips, Frida Phillips, Susan and Tom Fimister, Tovey Picker, Virginia and Gordon Pickering, Patricia Pidcock, Ethelyn Pym, Gloria Pinard, Donald Pittman, Karen and Grant Plummer, Leona Pointer, Magdalene and Rudolph Poitinger, Ellen and Dan Porter, Ann Presta, Charlton Price, Doris Prince, Carolyn Prohl, Jane Ramsey, Gary Ramsey, Nedra and Garland Ransom, Ladene Rantala, Terry and Gerald Rapp, Joanne Rasmussen, Alice and Harold Rathbun, Yvonne and Jack Redman, James Reed, Myrtis Reed, Robert Reese, Robert Reinsma, Anne Reiter, Joyce and Orv Remfer, Michael Reynolds, Elizabeth Reynolds, Helen Reynolds, Mona Reynolds, Patricia Rice, Janet Richard, Victoria Rickerson, Amy and Bruce Riddle, Marilyn Ring Nelson, Mary and Ron Rainier, Colleen Ringos, Audrey Robb, Catherine Robin, Amy and John Roberson, Ida and Donzel Robinson, Nancy and Rob Robinson, Mary and C. Ross, Marlene Rossman, Regina Rouse, Nancy and John Rowe, Arolyn and Richard Rowe, Robert Rowning, Beverly Ruth, Ruby Sachter, Diana and Stephen Sane, Virginia St. Louis, Charles Salzer, Annette and Earl Sandy, Naomi Saul, Noel Saunders, Kay Sauter, Walter Sayer, Marietta and Richard Scheibe, Mary Schlosser, Catherine Schmidt, Shirley Schmidt, Charles Scholl Jr., Chrissy Schott, Beverly and Lester Schultz, Joan Schultz, Wilma Schunke, Lynn Schwendemann, Catherine Scott, Patricia Scott, Donna Scott, The Seattle Foundation, Patricia Sharkey, Susan Schell, Sue and Ormond Sherwood, Cynthia and Matt Shively, Charles Sickles, Nina Sidorova, Rose Silber, Goldie and Donald Silverman, Peggy Kurtzen and Ione Simpson, Muriel Simpson, Maria Sirotnikova, Skagit and Island County's Council of the Blind, Olive Skelly, Sylvia and Mark Slonim, Janice and Everett Sluga, Colleen and Kimberly Smart, Elizabeth and Worthington Smith, Betty and Bert Smith, Laura Smith, Phyllis Smith, Peggy and Jack Snell, Nancy and Alan Soderblom, Alma Solar, Anne Solomon, Shirley Soper, Beverly Sorensen, Angela Spiegel, Elizabeth Spivey, Linda Stange, Paul Stariha, Jane Stavert, Constance and Maynard Steffen, Philip Stein, Robert Stelmack, Rich Stevenson, Joan Stewart, Christopher Stone, Lucinda Stormo, Elizabeth Stotts, Trudy Stotts, Norman Streutker, Jacob Strickler, Jewel Sullivan, Kathleen Sullivan, John Sundberg, Nancy Suter, Marilyn Sutkus, Carolyn Sutton, Jean and Howard Sider, Yura Chivalsky, Judy Taggart, Marilyn and Tom Taggart, Ruth Talbot, Mary Doreen and Leonard Tarr, June Tate, Jacqueline Taubel, Mary Taylor, Willard Taylor, Cheryl and Norman Tesh, Frida Tesh, Janelle Thomas, David Thomas, Sharon and James Thomas, Donna and Richard Thorkildsen, Roy Tidwell, Charlene O'Connor and William Toby, Sharon Todd, Dolores Todd, Larry Tomovic, Christine Toribara, Nancy Totten, Brynhilda and Walter Trollson, Pamela Truss, Ellen and Theodore Tsonef, Kyrie and Dean Suchida, George Tutt, Susie Valenzuela, Nancy Van Leidegraaff, Catherine Agard Velez, Nancy Villagran, Doris Vinage, Marilyn Von Segern, Sally Waddell, Diane Wade, Dorothea Wagner, Patricia Walker, Susan Walderstein, Karen Wallen, Mary Walsh, Diane and Bill Webb, Geraldine and Frederick Weber, Wanda and Roger Weber, Deborah Weinstein, Kathy Whalen, Joyce White, Mary Whiting, Pat and Bobby Whitlow, Mary and Donald Wikovitz, Dawn and Garth Wilcox, David Wilder, Gary Wilkes, Pauline and V. Lyle Williams, Edith Williams, Shirley Williams, Darlene Williams, Grace Williams, Jim Nita and Ann Elliott Willis, Helen Wilson, Margaret and Gerald Wilson, Patricia Wilson, Dorothy Wilson, Pamela Wilson, Kathy Wilson, Randy Winter, John Winters, Patricia and Robert Wojcik, Myrtle Wood, Phyllis Woodman, Jane Worthen, Martha and James Wright, Max Wu, Darcy Wyatt, Kim Wyman, Grace Yedon, Meta Zagirgas, Virginia Zelmer, Gladys Zink. In memory of Jan Ames, Tyler Eccles, Richard Gish, Ralph Hatlin, John McCallum, Bob Norton, Roy Peake, Laurie Taggart, Nellie Thudium. In honor of Emma Taylor Harmon, Ann Lynch, Christine McQuaker, Suzanne Eng. This has been Reading Matters from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. I'm your volunteer reader, Greg Porter.